The question was asked, why does the Torah write about the passing of Avram long before Avram passed away, and of Yitzchak's passing before Yitzchak passed away? So the pshat understanding on the surface level, is that the Torah mentions their passing when the Torah is finished talking about their lives. Even though chronologically the Torah is now going to talk about Yitzchak during the lifetime of Avram, the Torah is, so to speak, finishing the story of Avram. So when the Torah concludes telling us about Avram, the Torah tells us, and by the way, he lived to the age of 175, and then he passed away and was buried in Mar Samachpelah. Then the Torah goes back in time to the period when Avram was still alive to describe to us about Yitzchak. But it tells us the passing of Avram in order to complete the story of Avram before going back to describe Yitzchak's life. Same is true with Yitzchak. The Torah tells us Yitzchak passed away and then goes back to talk about Yaakov. Even though technically the Torah is describing a period when Yitzchak was still alive. But the Torah, so to speak, is closing off the story of each of the patriarchs so as to allow us to focus on the continuation of Yaakov and his children. That's in pshat. On a deeper level, our sages say, each one, there's a reason why it's written specifically there. It's written about Avram's passing to point out that Avram did not see Esav become an evil person. It's written about Yitzchak's passing. Also, I don't remember what Chazal learned it teaches us. But it's each one, Chazal do have a drush of why it's written there. There's a deeper meaning, there's a deeper message about why it was written there. But that's, I don't remember right now the drasha.